Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, the cherry rolls out of Manly. Rory McIlroy has it handy. And the New Zealand Breakers defeat Cairns Taipans to... Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, good afternoon, good evening, welcome to episode 10 of Full Credit to the Boys. My name is Late Mailman. You can find me on Twitter at Late Mailman. Our podcast itself is at FCTTB_podcast. And with me is former legend, who's on Twitter as well, at former_legend. Good evening.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm good. I'm reinvigorated after a weekend of rugby league. It's back.
Funny you mention that you're reinvigorated. Right. Can I ask you, is Clive your manager?
Oh, he manages some affairs in my life.
You need to talk to him, mate, because you've been photographed hunting around for new contracts at the This Week in League headquarters, and then they've snapped you at the Full 80 podcast headquarters.
Yeah, we're talking about Clive Palmer, aren't we?
No.
He's chasing, always chasing the almighty dollar, mate. Always chasing that dollar.
So you're going to have a... If we go no good today, you're going to announce at the end of it that you're off?
Absolutely. Yeah, right. I'm here to win. I'm here to win.
That's, stick around,
guys. That's why we podcast.
What have they offered you?
Can of VB. One single can. It's chilled.
Yeah, good.
So, what else would you expect? Nice, chilled, greeny. Let's get into the news. It seems fitting that music should ring in our first news story this evening, doesn't it?
Have you ever played that backwards?
Yeah.
It's a hidden message.
Yeah, the hidden message is, don't listen to this.
The hidden message is, it sounds better backwards.
Absolutely. Our first news story this evening is, as we sort of alluded to just then, the NRL season has kicked off with, mixed games, a couple of crackers, a fair few slowies. Well, not a fair few, but some that were particularly slow.
I'd go and say three out of the five were bludgers.
Yeah, that would probably be the three that I missed on my tips. I got five of this week.
Did you?
Got Michelle.
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid. All right, well, let's just go quickly through the results.
All right, so Thursday night, it was the Broncos and the Rabbitohs. Mm. 36-6.
Give me a summation of the Broncos quickly.
Wayne Bennett.
Ordinary?
Nothing.
Nothing. Flat?
Flat, yeah.
Okay. And just, what about the Rabbitohs? What do you think the Rabbitohs?
Electric. You know what? You know what that game reminded me of? Reminded me of the grand final, where it was sort of a level pegging at half time, and then they just exploded. Exploded, and it was fitting because it also had the Greg Inglis guy in there.
The only thing I'm thinking is can the Rabbitohs be this good for that long?
No, they're definitely going to have a
downside,
a dip at some point. But that dip might only be two or three games, and it might not be consecutive. You know, they might just have a couple of bad outings.
So should we print the two shirts up now? 2015 premiers.
Back to back. And the two would be like number two, because that's cool on the street. Yeah, they'd love it.
Kids are doing it.
They'd bloody love it.
Game two?
This was an interesting game. Eels and the Seagulls. 42-12. Mm-hmm. Was anyone seeing this? Like, a lot of people were sort of saying, you know, Eels are a chance. And fine. But 42-12?
Okay. Let me tell you. I think... the Eels were better than good. And I did predict them for 7.
They looked sharp, didn't they?
They didn't look like the 15th team, I must say.
No.
Yeah, someone tipped them for 15th. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry. Was that me?
Yeah.
15th?
15th.
Jesus.
Because of the Watmow thing.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
That you're bitter.
Yeah.
And the Sea Eagles, let's get to them later.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let's talk about them later.
The Knights and the Warriors. This one was, it was all right. It was all right. It sort of seesawed a little bit. 24-14, it ended up in favour of the Hunter boys. Mm. They were good without being outstanding, I think, the Knights.
Solid.
Yeah.
Could make, like, judging off 1 week's performance, look solid.
They were like a team of Joel Reddy's. Just solid without being brilliant.
Journeyman tries.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, that's right.
And the Warriors, the usual promise a lot, deliver, fuck all.
Yeah, just can't set your watch to them.
Nah.
You just can't. And that's exactly why people say they're going to win the premiership. I cannot get on board with that.
Good luck.
This year or any year, to be honest, until they just develop consistency. And I just don't think that's in the nature of that club at this point in time.
The next game, the Mighty Tigers smashed, annihilated whipped.
Yeah, all right, calm down, mate. The Titans. They're West's Tigers.
19-18.
How about Paddy Richards?
Can kick. You'd hate to be his dog.
He's like just an excellent rugby league playing blacksmith, isn't he?
Yeah.
or like a logger. He looks like a lumberjack, doesn't he?
Well, yeah.
You haven't thought that far into it, have you?
No.
Yeah,
I'm picturing him.
Just think about next time. Think about him in one of those ones where they, you know, they jump on the logs while they're floating. Genius. Pat Richards, 4 p.m. The Cowboys and the Roosters. This was another one I don't think many people saw coming.
Wow.
Cowboys, eh?
Yeah.
It is round one.
Solid.
Yeah. Very solid. I mean, we're sort of opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of, for those who weren't listening last week, former legend tipped the Cowboys to bring home the biggies in 2015.
I did say I wasn't confident.
And
after the last weekend, less confident.
Can absolutely still happen. Like, I know, for example, there's been a few teams that have lost the first couple of games. I'm pretty sure Manly in 2008 lost the first couple of games and romped home to win 40-0 in the grand final. So, really, round one, can't tell anything. But, 28-4 up there in Townsville. That would have been a hard road trip, I'd have thought. More difficult than it, you know, appeared to be.
Just on because they were up there, I was thinking, you know what, Cowboys will sneak one here. And they were never in it.
Can I suggest something? Josh Reynolds is out for 6 odd weeks. This is digressing a little bit. We'll get to a bit more detail about rugby league later. But Josh Reynolds is out for 6 weeks. I know Mitchell Pearce is a halfback and Trent Hodgkinson, they're both halfbacks.
Mm.
They're both sevens. But with the form Mitchell Pearce showed, it's going to be tough to ignore him. If he continues and you know, goes on with that, it's going to be hard to ignore him for Origin.
He was wild.
Plus, I believe there's surely going to be a half spot open with Josh Reynolds, if not through form, then through injury, right?
Yeah.
The Panthers and the Bulldogs out there at Pepper Stadium. Pepper. The new mascot, I believe, is a little pink pig with a precocious English accent.
I thought it might have been two female rappers singing Push It, but no.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank
you very much. Come back to the 80s with me.
Panthers were up 24-0 with about 2 minutes to go, and then suddenly, wham, bam, thank you, man, the Bulldogs came and brought it back to 6 points.
I watched the majority of that game. That scoreline absolutely flatters the Bulldogs.
Yeah,
absolutely. And their options at 6 and 7 really, really worry me. If I was a Bulldogs fan, I'd be looking at the next 6 weeks without Josh Reynolds and thinking, I hope there's something that may be a long-term fix.
Who do you think they're going to drop in there? The T-Rex?
Mitchell Moses, maybe?
Yeah. Do you think they would go back to what they did last year during Origin, I think it was?
No.
I think he was 1 and 2.
I think that was a lucky experiment.
Yeah. I think they spanked Manly in that time with T-Rex at half, but
I don't know. I think they beat Melbourne maybe last year. Anyway. But no, I don't think. I think they've got Mitchell Moses will probably be given a run.
Yep. There's probably another Morris brother out there somewhere who could play 5-8, right?
Yeah, you'd imagine. Like
Johnny Morris, for example. Hey.
3 million games.
Yeah. The Sharks and the Raiders. For some reason, they often meet early in these first couple of rounds and they have tight tussles. Mm. 2024, Raiders coming home in the end. Mm. Not convincing.
No. I tell you what was less convincing was Ben Barber at 5'8".
You know what? There was an interesting sort of parallel with Barber at 5'8 for them and Milford for the Broncos.
Yeah.
My mate Sugar Cane, at Joel Cane, you can find him on Twitter, he made a good point, which, you know, it might have been made before. It was the first time I'd seen it where, well, he just suggested that fast twitch guys like Barber and Milford
fast twitch guys like a lot of the Gold Coast Titans. But anyway.
Comment. Clive, can you edit that out, please? Thank you. Fast twitch like those guys are better in that second line of attack.
I heard him say that. And that for Joel, that was a pretty good point. There's not many picked up on, yeah. As far as Ben Barber at 5'8 goes, never liked him there. And I don't see it being an overly huge success.
I think he played his best football for the Broncos at number 6. However, that's relatively speaking because he didn't do much at number
1. That's right, So, maybe if he can get the link jackpot, he might come to work with a bit more of a positive attitude. But
And, do we even mention this game?
How bad?
Last night, Dragons and the Storm. The score was 12-4, let's move on.
Yeah.
Now, our second one. We did mention the 42-12 drubbing of the Eels, by the Eels over the Sea Eagles. I think Daly Cherry Evans had just stepped over the white line when he announced to his teammates that he decided to join the Gold Coast Titans.
I see what you did there. White line, Titans.
Well, I didn't do that. Again. You've done that. Yeah. That's where you
subliminal. I like that. Very clever.
So, yeah, he signed a reported million-plus offer per year, Titans contract from 2016. But all the talk this week has been, well, not that. That happened Friday night. Mm. But beyond that, there's a very real possibility that each club will agree to him joining the Titans earlier rather than later. I'm not saying that it's a fait accompli by any chance.
I don't see, with Foran injuring himself,
yeah,
wouldn't that be like cutting your nose off to spite your face?
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Quite
possibly. I mean, the only thing that I'll say is that unless we're there and we know the type of feeling in the camp with Cherry Evans around, we don't know that it's as bad as the Telegraph made it.
Yeah, I mean, it's only being reported as bad.
Yeah.
To the point of toxic, however.
I thought Cherry Evans tried pretty hard the other night.
He's a competitor, mate. Yeah. He's a great rugby league player, and anyone saying anything different needs to get their head ripped.
This is the thing. Look, I'm going to say that if I was Manly, I would never let that happen unless they're going to get some enormous swap of players. And at the moment, in my opinion, Manly need forwards.
Well, this is the thing. Someone, I think it might have been MG on the Grill team. Mm. You can find him on Twitter at MarkMGGuyer. I think it was him, and apologies if it wasn't, but he said that if they were to do a swap, Manly ought to get like three Titans forwards for Cherry Evans.
But they haven't got three forwards, mate. They've got three forwards they're going to be interested in.
Miles and James, there's two good ones.
I don't know that they take either of those.
You think? I think there's a bit of a beggar's choosers situation going on there. Yeah. Manly's forwards didn't set the world on fire on Friday. In fact, they doused the world with water.
Mm.
If that's the opposite of setting the world on fire.
Yes.
Is that the opposite?
They were frozen. Quite cold.
Don't look at me like that, mate. You know better.
There's...
The Cricket World Cup has rolled into week number... Is it 24 or 25?
Not sure. It has been a while. They're playing one game a fortnight now, aren't they?
I've got an abacus here. I could possibly work out what week or month we are.
I don't understand. Before we keep going on this, I understand they play tri-series, or they used to play tri-series, where they play four games a week.
Yeah.
Now, there's teams playing once every 10 days.
Yeah.
What's that about?
And then suddenly they play twice in about 3 days.
Blacks are playing Origin, then backing up on the Friday night in rugby league.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Anyway,
there's been some moments of brilliance in there. Not least of all, the Poms being sent home by Bangladesh. If you don't mind,
I feel bad about that.
And why?
No, I don't. You can't keep up. That was great news. It felt good, didn't it? It warmed your heart.
We will get into a little bit more detail about the English being rolled out, but. Well, I mean, there's a few more things. We'll talk more about Glenn Maxwell in a little while. Okay. But the Cricket World Cup, week 24 or 25. At this point in time, we'll wrap this part of it up by just saying your tip to win it.
Australia.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you just think that they'll turn up at the right time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like South Africa aren't setting the world on fire either. Well,
they dropped it to Pakistan the other night.
New Zealand will be there, but let's see them away from...
New Zealand.
Away from New Zealand. Away from the sheep.
Like their sustenance or something?
They just feel comfortable around sheep.
I see.
Yeah.
Their
girlfriend's watching.
I believe we may well see Australia and New Zealand in the finals. Can that happen? If not the final.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, to be honest. I did hear someone saying about it, but we'll see.
Who do you reckon?
Just for the sake of difference, New Zealand.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they've given us no reason to think otherwise.
You're un-Australian, mate.
Yeah.
That's why you've never been named for
them. Yeah, that's the only reason.
Yep.
Carmichael Hunt fined $2,500 and no conviction recorded. ARU decided to up it by about 10 times that amount.
Yeah.
Fined him $30,000 and a 6-week suspension.
$30,000, whereas Carmichael knows it, 100 grams of coke.
I was going to say $30,000, or as Carmichael knows it, his ashtray in his car. Meanwhile, the Reds got hammered 23-5 by New South Wales, and I watched that match today. It was
rubbish.
Error riddled.
Right.
Should have seen Israel fall out. A bomb went up, and as he's going to take it, you know, classic just Israel just going, you know, whatever, this is a bomb. I do this for breakfast.
Mm.
he tripped over his feet, or he tripped over, or there was like the invisible sniper situation.
Right.
And then he's got like this, he's basically flung his hands up and he's done some sort of falcon, and he's just dropped, he looked like a 10-year-old. And you know what he looked like? He looked like those guys at the footy who get picked from the crowd to catch 5 bombs out of 10 or something. Yeah. And they just make a meal of it. That's exactly what Israel looked like. It was like seeing a really attractive girl do something unco that makes you just go, ugh.
Now, just back to Carmichael.
Yeah, sorry.
Is he still sponsored by Swiss?
I don't know.
Just wondering.
I don't know. I wouldn't imagine he'd be individually sponsored by much right at the moment.
Mm.
I haven't heard that, though. I haven't heard that story if he's lost any sponsorships. But I'm sure time will tell. I've got to tell you, he's lucky to still have a career.
Mm. At least he put his hands up. At least he put his hands up and said, yep.
Yeah. I dare say that was good advice on someone's behalf.
So if that's the case, is what Bird and Co are doing, is that bad advice?
Well, we don't know the real story, do we? We don't know how caught they were or how implicated they were. Oh, I don't anyway.
Yeah, I've got my own theory.
Stop looking at me like that. You're looking very,
anyway,
very sinister.
Undressing you with my eyes is
nothing to do with that. Jared Haynes signs for the San Francisco 49ers on a $100,000 contract. Oh, everyone's saying about, only $100,000. What a pauper.
Yeah, but it's a point of difference.
It's a point of difference, relatively speaking, to the rest of the. It is. Like, it's a pittance compared to the rest of the NFL. It guarantees him a spot for 20 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a 100 man squad. That's right. 100. It's going to get whittled down to 53, something I think
like
it
55,
is.
55, something like that, yeah.
So. Wow. You know what's interesting? I saw a Facebook post by the 49ers.
Right.
Like their official Facebook page, and it said something, I'm paraphrasing, but it said something along the lines of Jared Haynes was an all-star MVP rugby player.
Oh no.
They just loved stuff and that stuff.
Oh no.
But anyway, then they said, "What's your favorite Jared Haynes memory?" To which all these 49ers fans were just like, "What the hell's a Jared Haynes?" Who? Rugby? What? Some sort of... What's Jared that ball Haynes with slightly round?
I love that song he sung in the 90s.
Yeah.
I preferred his earlier work.
And then, in response to those, some Aussie fans must have seen the post, and they've jumped on him and gone like, "Oh, who do you even know what you're talking about? Jared Haynes like the man here in Australia." And I was like, you're not doing much for our intelligence quota, guys. Come on. But anyway, then a few people posted some YouTube clips, and a couple of them came around because... There was that match he played against the Dragons back in about 2011, or it might have been that magic year in 2009.
Mm.
He got the ball about 30 metres out, and he stepped about 7 people and then carried 2 over the line with him, which I've got to say, that talent, like that ability, that strength and speed of his, it's got to be beneficial in this game. I don't know NFL, but surely he's bringing unique gifts to this game.
Yeah. Let me just say that I hope he goes. I hope he makes it all the way.
Yeah,
I think it would be astonishing.
Yeah,
if he makes it all the
way. Great story.
And with that in mind, I don't know. Let's just wait and see. I'm not going to say he's definitely going to make it. So
I just think speed, strength, like his. How many times do you remember seeing him drop the ball? You know, he's so naturally gifted. And
the only thing I remember him doing wrong was he went shopping one day instead of playing.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Yeah, Woolies or Coles?
Yeah, Woolies. Woolies.
Just look after his sponos.
City Confidential.
So we will see. One of those ones that I think, you know, they're saying, "Oh, we don't want these people blowing in from other sports. Just stick to your own sports." And then someone made a good point. They said, "Dude, the 49ers just got themselves an extra 100,000 fans."
This is what I was going to say to you. Now, if I was the 49ers, I would be saying, "Jared, pick a number.
Yeah.
Let's make a jersey. Let's sell them in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make $1 million.
Absolutely. Or if you're just some cheap street hawker in Australia, just do that.
Straight down to Paddy's Markets, pick a number.
Just get a bunch of maroon t-shirts from Best and Less.
Yeah, I'm going to say...
And just put Hayne on the back of them.
If you're going to do that and you're going to make a fake jersey, take a safe bet and say Jared won't be number 666 or probably 69.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Loves the big man.
Yeah.
Why is this story in here?
Oh,
the New Zealand Breakers defeat the Cairns Taipans to win the NBL title. I didn't read the rest of that. So they won the title.
By the way,
I knew there was some reason that we'd included something about the Pinnacle of Australian basketball. That sounds like an old sentence.
I've got something to say about that.
The line of a gag.
I'm glad that's in the news. Got something to say about that story. Let's move on to 10.
Okay. Rory McIlroy helicopters his 3-iron into the pond, retrieved by scuba diver later. Mm. And I believe...
Donald Trump.
Donald. Was he the scuba diver? He has people.
He's got people.
He has people. But the scuba diver would have delivered the club to the Donster.
Very unusual for Donald to seize a media opportunity and hand him back his 3-iron.
I've never seen
him. He's very shy man.
He is. Yeah. He is. Great hair.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is?
Inverted commas.
Yeah. I'm not one to knock awesome. Hair, but, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. He's making my mullet look flash.
Yours is nice. Good. Let's move on to Mountain or a Mole Hill. Mm. Now, what this one is basically we throw out a few stories from the week of sport and we choose whether it's a big deal or a bit of a meh. Mm-hmm. So, in that instance, is it a mountain or is it a molehill? Is it worth the fuss or is it not?
Mm.
Our first one.
Round one form of the Mighty Manning Seagulls. Is it a concern or is it a glitch?
I reckon it's a molehill, I'm going to say. Clearly, you know, we always seem to say there's unrest in the Manly camp. Well, we seem to have been saying that for the last 10 or 15 years. Mm. But they always seem to defy that.
That's right.
I think this time it's a little more telling in terms of the actual playing group rather than, you know, the back office or the front office, as it were. But the people out the back is what I'm saying. I think it's a bit more concerning this time because it's the playing group. However, you just can't knock a champion side, can you?
No.
For the very reason that the Storm have, like, let's face it, the Storm's success over the last 5 to 10 years has three very common links to it, does it not?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Slater.
Smith. And the Kronkmeister.
Oh.
Cooper.
Oh.
Cooperino.
I'd say George.
Have you ever seen Cooper Cronk's website?
No, I've heard it's horrendous.
I don't know if horrendous is the word. It's just
odd. Different.
It is an oddity of the world. Go to it. I believe it's CooperCronk.com. Maybe just Google Cooper Cronk official website. But I digress. They are a magic...
the House of Cronk.
They are just a very talented team, Manly, and as long as they've got as many stars as they've got in that team, I think they're capable of being a force in the competition.
You don't think this whole thing, the two halves, who, strangely enough, finish their contract on the same year, which is almost unforgivable by management, one's been fished around and now has announced he's leaving. The other one, who's clearly unpopular, let's be honest, the other one, who's a little bit more popular with the boys, I don't think he's going to be there. My mail says he's definitely not going to be there.
Yeah.
You don't think that's all going to play on the guys and
their surely confidence? They're working around the clock for a succession plan right at this point in time. There's been talks of other halves coming around. I tell you what might be a nice, an interesting concept to try to get Foran to stay.
Mm-hmm.
What halfback do you think might get him to stay at Manly if they were to manage to get him?
Aiden Caesar.
Mitchell Pearce.
They're mates, aren't they?
They are.
When's Mitchell off contract? Isn't he still got 2 years to go?
Oh, contract schmonch.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't see it.
If the price is right.
I don't see it.
I don't either. However, it might be a card that Manly might want to play.
I'd suggest that a bigger chance is Foran going to the Roosters and racking off my money.
You're probably right. But surely the Roosters are run out of paper bags.
Nah, plenty. Plenty.
So I say Molehill. I believe that you're erring towards mountain.
I'm going to say mountain. I hate saying about round one because round one is, you know, whilst we're spending
It's essentially a glorified trial game, right? In terms of a gauge for form, right?
Yeah, on some it's and so on others. I look at team lineups and think, look, if I was a Dragons fan, I'd be concerned.
Yep.
Because I don't think they've got much behind what they've got on paper now. And that played horribly the other night.
I agree. Not to mention that they're going to lose Dugan now it came out the start. It wasn't as bad as first.
I think he just had enough.
However, someone made a good point that I saw on Twitter last night that he looks like he's held together with strapping tape and ink.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those old Kingswoods you would have seen back in about 30 years ago? You probably drove one. Let's face it. No, you would have been more
What do you mean, past tense?
You would have been more
still drive one.
More a premier man, I think.
Kamira.
Carrera, yes. Yeah, the pinnacle of Holden motoring.
Yeah. Wheels car of the year, 1984.
By pinnacle, I mean blemish, but anyway. I don't know, Dugan just looks like he's going to snap a ligament every time he runs. But anyway, I shouldn't speak that on my...
Anyway, so we'll go back. I say Mountain. I think it's just a bit of a worry at the moment.
Yeah.
Until they can come up with some solution, I'm going to say that it's a concern.
How about, speaking of the Dragons, Edo Nwabuli?
Bless you.
His debut for the Dragons, the fuss surrounding him. He was a porter in Fiji. Have you ever heard that story? He was found in Fiji.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Freddie and Joey.
Did you know that?
On the drink.
No one knew that story. It's just so
Freddie and Joey went on a talent spotting exercise.
Yeah, junket.
See also, surfing drink vacation.
They're tweeting photos of them surfing cloud break. Seen, not much rugby league talent out there, boys.
Seen a porter, said, you'll do.
Yep. Yeah.
First bloke they've probably seen at the airport.
You will qualify for our tax deduction.
Yep. Now we're off. Best of luck. See you at cloud break.
That's it. He's shown pretty good form in the... You know, he had a great Nines tournament. He went pretty well in the charity shield.
He's a monster. That's why, and there's plenty more of them.
He's picked up rugby league pretty damn well.
Yeah.
And,
I think it's a great story, and I'm going to say it's a mountain. I think it's tremendous.
Yeah.
And it might give even more inspiration for further surfing trips for Joey and Freddie.
Absolutely agree, mountain. And just a postscript to that one, did you know that, so it was his debut last night.
Yeah.
Should have a game to debut in.
Yeah.
A, they lost, B, it was a bludger.
Did he score?
He did.
Yeah, right.
He did. But his wife or partner or whatever and little girl have been living back over in Fiji still. Right. And he's been trying to make enough money to get them over.
Right.
And so apparently the Dragons, every time someone wears the wrong gear to training, you know, they've got a fine system going on. They use the fine money to fly his family out.
Mate.
How good.
Well, he's playing the wrong club. If he was at the Titans, they'd have built a house for him by now.
Jesus. Glenn Maxwell's century, Mountain or Molehill, i.e., you know, the whole one swallow summer thing. You know, he sort of just has blasted out of the...
Forgive all past indiscretions.
His first century in one-day cricket. Hell of a century, by the way.
It was a cracking.
Hell of a century from the showster, the big meister, the big showster. Mountain or Molehill, his century.
I'm going to say, what's the middle of it? Oh, all right, I'm going to go... I'm going to say a mountain.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's enough to mature him into... But you know what? He got it so flashy, like, he's going to try and do it again.
Did you hear...
I'm going to say mountain. Oof,
there was a subheading to this story, too, and that was that he's had a few demons in recent weeks.
Has he?
He's been battling off the field. No one wants to be them. No, he's had a few issues off the field, and of all people... The bloke who was under fire on the field, Shane Watson, was his rock of strength.
Well, that's where he's been going wrong all this time.
No, he apparently, and that was why it was awesome when Maxwell hit his century.
And he was there.
And the Wattmeister was out in the middle at the same time. Final one from Mountain or Molehill this week. Friday night footy. Or was it Thursday night footy? It was Friday night. Tim Gilbert's commentary.
You go first.
Molehill, or I don't really know where I'm going with this, but basically,
is it that bad?
Yeah.
I was six cans deep.
I couldn't hack it.
I was six cans deep, so I'm not the best judge. I didn't think it was so bad, but I noticed on Twitter that everyone was laying the boot in.
Yeah.
And then you had people like Mascord, who's the commentator's friend, who says, I don't know why people concentrate on commentary.
Well, when it's all you can hear...
Well, I would have thought there's three parts to a game when you're on television. The commentary, the vision, and the actual game.
Yeah.
And I would have thought they were in equal parts. Yeah. So I think it's fair that people might have something to say about it, but I didn't notice it was that bad. But again, I was six cans deep.
I just wonder, is Bolts on the outer or something? Because, I mean, he's not exactly a fan favourite. He sounds like he's calling a horse race.
Mm.
But
I thought for sure he'd be the other guy this week.
Well, he always has been. He's been.
Is 2GB pulled the reins in a bit and made him call on Friday nights again?
I wouldn't imagine. I'd say he'd do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
He basically runs the place.
Bolts is a better radio commentator than TV commentator.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Better taxi driver than both.
Get off the fence time. So this one, there's no fencing allowed. You've just got to choose one or the other. And we start this week with who was more impressive, Parramatta or Penrith? I'll let you go first.
Parra.
Yeah?
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I'm not selling Penrith short. They were very, very good against a huge Canterbury pack. But I was most impressed by Parramatta, who were coming off no Jared Hayne. They were, everyone was talking about their stats without Hayne.
Yep.
Yet I thought they were very, very impressive against, let's face it, it's still Manly, whether they're in the Blues or not.
Yeah.
So, no, I thought Parramatta.
I'd like to disagree with you because I tipped the Panties, the Pink Panthers, to be the title holders this year.
Strong, yeah.
Or the title winners, I should say. However, they gave me confidence in my tip. They showed like they were a good side. However, I can't go past Parramatta. They were slick. Would you say they out-manly-manly in terms of just a consummate team performance?
Oh, I thought you meant did their board fight against each other. Yeah. And you know what? Possibly.
Yeah, quite possibly. I mean,
if anyone can do it.
Parramatta doesn't exactly have the soundest board in history. But
so, no, I'm going to say Parramatta.
Likewise. A second one, who's more disappointing? The Tigers, the Sharks, or Brisbane? Go.
I won't say the Tigers. You know I won't say the Tigers.
Well, they won.
Yeah, but...
Geez. Oh, yeah, over an embattled Titans.
I'm going to say Brisbane were the least impressive.
Yeah.
I will say something about the Tigers in... About that game anyway. I think that will hurt the Titans by getting so close but not winning.
Yeah.
And when your back's against the wall and you get close to winning but don't win...
Yeah.
It's another dagger in the heart.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little bit worried. Well, not worried because I've tipped them for last. But, yeah, I don't think that'll do them any favours.
Yeah.
Having a close game like that.
Yeah.
I didn't think the Sharks were anywhere near what I thought they'd be. And Jimmy Smith did come out and say before the game that he's not sure why everyone's getting their mail about the Sharks are being that good. He'd watched them in two trial games and thought they were pretty ordinary.
Yeah.
So that form line, as far as Jimmy's concerned, was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, who'd they get this year? They got Barber.
Yeah.
Anyone else new?
Oh, Mickey Ennis.
Yeah. I mean, that's... Two of the four spine, isn't it?
Yeah, and
decent at that.
Not horrible.
And I mean, they've got Gordon and who's the other half? Jeff Robson.
Yep.
He's honest.
Yeah, Wade Graham.
Joel Reddy, yes.
Paul Gallen.
Yeah.
I thought they were a little bit disappointing, but I'm going to say of those three, I thought Brisbane, especially up there at home, I thought they'd really light up and give at least not, if they weren't going to win, I thought they were going to at least make a real game of it, and I thought they were pretty rank.
Well, this is very uninteresting, but I'm going to agree with you and say Brisbane as well, because that was...
You'll find when I'm right all the time that you're just going to have to agree with
me. Please. Let's just move on from that one then. Our third one, what's the biggest surprise? South Africa losing two pool games in the never-ending story of World Cup, or Ireland winning three?
Yeah, I'm going to say Ireland winning three, but only just, because I thought South Africa were... I thought they'd go through undefeated in the pool games.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say South Africa. They shouldn't have dropped that game to Pakistan.
But then I didn't think Ireland win three either, so...
Yeah, they're certainly the better of the minnows, the British minnows,
yes.
As in, like, they've got Scotland
covered. I know what you're saying, yeah.
I dare say they've probably got Wales covered if Wales had managed to scrape into the tournament. But
Afghanistan?
Yeah. The Afghanis won. They won.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
the only ones they haven't won is Scotland, is that right? Well, they've still got to play Australia.
Did England win?
Still a sniff. Yeah.
England did just. They got one win.
I feel sorry for the minnows. You know, you got to give them a go. And if they don't give the minnows a go next tournament, does that mean England don't play? Or?
Yeah. Oh, I felt sorry for the minnows all throughout, and now they've got a backup for an Ashes series.
Yeah.
Hey, so go, tish. Different execution. Who has more pressure on them this year, Sean Golden Boot Johnson or Jonathan Thurston? Can I go first?
You go.
JT, in a heartbeat.
Yeah?
Because Sean Johnson is with the Warriors, and as I've said, the Warriors, they might win, they might not, but that's the thing, the pressure isn't on him.
Yes,
he's the defending Golden Boot.
Let me just say first up that if you're the Golden Boot, supposedly the player of the year in all...
Best player in the world.
In all leagues, right? Surely there's going to be a time as the halfback where you're going to lead your team and be the Rock of Gibraltar to them. And I don't see that with him.
Have you ever seen any... Has there ever been a Warriors player who seems to have the pressure on them? You know, I mean, like, Stacey Jones carried that side for a long time.
I see your point. And with that in mind...
But I don't feel like... They're very rarely maligned, those Warriors players, are they? Yeah. They're no Mitchell Pearce. They're no... insert other player.
Yeah. With that in mind, I'm going to go with you. I think Jonathan Thurston, because this might be the last real actual crack.
Mm.
He's
on the wrong side of 30 now, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, we all are. Yeah, look, I'm going to say Jonathan Thurston and agree with you. We'll leave it at that.
It's nice. Our final one to get off the fence this week. Who would you have bowl for your life? Right. Xavier Doherty?
Yep.
Or Steady Eddie? Drunk.
Oof. I'm going to say Steady Eddie.
Is it a whole over?
Steady Eddie. Is it a whole as long over as he keeps his arm straight.
Yeah, because no balls don't count. Sorry, Stead.
Yeah.
Ed.
Xavier Doherty was... genuinely rank the other night and got spanked. And I know it was most bowlers got
game, wasn't it?
I know most bowlers did get spanked, but he bowled up rubbish. And
you can't tell me he's the limited overs.
Yeah, and I know every spinner's gonna have the pressure been compared to Warne, but mate, he's
a left arm orthodox.
He ain't it.
Warney was a right arm leg spinner. Yeah. Like, you can't really compare. The fact that they just bowl slow is about the only thing they have in common. What? Oh, and Xavier Doherty's a rabid womanizer. He's not.
Right.
He's not.
He's a genuine pants man. If your answer to spin bowling hole is to fill it with Xavier Doherty,
yeah,
pick another paceman.
Yeah. There's enough part-timers, I think, to fill that. Says us, the cricket professionals.
Why don't they, just quickly, why don't they ever bowl Steve Smith?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he was, at one stage, considered a genuine all-rounder.
Yeah, he's really moved away from that, hasn't he?
Bad.
Who knows? Yeah. He's probably got a crook back. They've all got crook backs.
Maybe Michael Clarke doesn't want to bowl him.
Overs or unders time. How long was KP's laugh? How long did it last after England were eliminated from the World Cup? Under or over 17 minutes? Now, this one today, I've got to give credit. This one came from one of our Twitter followers, @Benno_Wallace.
Okay.
How long did Kevin Peterson laugh?
Benno, well played. Well played.
After England were eliminated from the World Cup, under or over 17 minutes?
I'm going to say over. Yeah. Well and truly. Well and truly.
I'm pretty sure he's on his way to Australia. I think he might be chiming in for the on the commentary for the final matches. I may be wrong, but I think he's on his way to Australia.
Yeah.
I think he's still laughing.
Yeah,
he's probably somewhere over Dubai at the moment.
Yeah.
He's been going for about 8 hours.
Mate, yeah, there's so much that we could say about the England performance, and we could single out individuals, namely their captain, who has been, well, some were saying, is he bad enough to play in the Ireland team, and I'm saying, is he good enough to play in the Ireland team?
Yeah.
I'd say long overs. He'll be still laughing. He'll be loving it.
Absolutely. We'll get more on the England cricket team and their plight a little later on. Our second one, overs or unders, how many of Tottenham's top line of players will actually play against Sydney FC? Now, it's been announced in the last few days that Tottenham are going to come out, and I believe it's May. They're going to match up against the... That's World No Tobacco Day. Would you believe that?
How would you know that? You're on it, aren't you?
Absolutely not, no. Mind you don't get a voice as deep as this without...
You're craving
a couple
it.
Of darts.
Craving
No, I've got a long story as to why I know that. My principal in my high school days is ringing in my ears. They're playing in May against Sydney FC.
Mm.
How many of Tottenham's top liners will line up?
Well, I thought
under
it was,
or over one?
I was under the belief that it was written into their contract that they would field their top liners.
You'd hope so. If whoever brokered the deal was smart.
I'm going to say over one because they've already started advertising with names.
Mm.
So they look like absolute clowns if these blokes go down and don't actually play.
Yeah, they all like, oh, I forgot my passport when I'm at the airport. Yeah. Oh,
I got lost in duty free.
Yeah. How many...
What'd you say, bud? Under or over?
Over just.
I'm
going to
say easy.
I reckon only a couple. How many new sideline commentators will Fox Sports debut this year in the rugby league? Under or over six? They've already debuted two newbies.
Who are they?
Nathan Fein.
Interesting.
And I think Braith was there last year. I don't think he counts. Mind you, he's doing a really good job, Braith. I really like him.
He's got a lot of nice things to say to the Tigers, but nonetheless.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. They still owe him a couple of hundred grand, I think.
Mate, he's got to let that go, honestly.
So, who's the other one? I can't remember. If you remember it, please tweet us at FCG.
Dr. Yobbo's always good for a correction. And
absolutely.
Doctor?
So, anyway, they're already at 2. Under or over 6 new commentators this year?
I'm going to say under.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to say probably 5.
I reckon there could be some mid-year injuries. like slips in the bath on game day or something, and suddenly someone who was sounding really shit just doesn't show up the next week, and then they get some other numpty on
there. I've got to ask how sometimes they pick these guys, because it's like they don't do screen tests.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them. I don't want to name their names, but let's just say his initials is Mark Gasnier,
who I haven't actually seen on the broadcast this year. Has he showed up?
I know Scotty Prince didn't turn up. Yeah. I don't know about Gasnier, but he's horrendous in front of the TV, in front of the camera. Well,
he was hosting. He and Shervo were doing the trench coat warfare at the start of each Monday night footy.
Yeah.
Gasnier
does his best work at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock texting people. That's about
fire up. You probably want to Google that if you don't know what we're talking about. State of Origin 2004 controversy. That will probably get you there. Next one. How many wows from Phil Gould this year during commentary? Under or over 358? This is another one from our loyal tweeters. This was from at NRL...
Boring Guy.
Boring Guy. Is that like Boring NRL Guy?
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Oh, yeah, right. I've just...
He tweeted something, and I think Lunch Bar... at Lunch Bar, turned it into that's a good unders and overs.
Oh, happy days. So under or over 358. I know for a fact that he dropped a couple on Friday night.
Right.
He's on the board.
He's leading.
He's on the board.
He's got away. I don't know, because if he's going to do the wows, he might have to drop the no's to get the number to 358.
Is Keithy Galloway still playing? He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
So there's still going to be a few Keithys.
He loves Keithy. Oh. So I'm going to say...
you've got to sort of taper it with those other outputs.
Yeah, so I'm going to say under 358, marginally, only because he's got two or three other fullbacks.
In his arsenal. Yeah, absolutely.
He's not a one-trick pony.
No.
He's four.
No, he's not.
Keithy!
Another one from our tweeters. This is from at Droopy Tweets. Droopy, spelled horribly wrong, but I'll pay it. Drewpy Tweets. I think his name must be Drew. Maybe he gets called Droopy. Maybe he looks like that sad dog out of the Looney Tunes cartoon.
Maybe short of a couple of Viagras, I don't know.
His over under is kicking tees. Over or under 1 meter high by season's end. Droopy Tweets, you're probably going to want to check with Pat Richards for that, because I think he's got like a patent over and almost like Final Cut. And he basically goes, not big enough this week, boys.
Yeah,
jack it up.
He's nearly off to the...
jack it up. He's like that golf club, that one that's like between a wedge and basically just using an egg flip. It's called an under or whatever, or rescue ones. I don't know what it... Anyway, you basically just hit the ball straight up in the air.
Mm. I'm going to say over. It'll be 1.5 metres.
Pat Richards is very tall.
There'll be blokes launching themselves off milk crates to hit these
things. They'll have to be doing like Jackie Chan roundhouses to get the ball. I'm going to get sensible and say under.
Okay, I'm going to say over. And if anyone else who's listening has ideas like that, we thank you very much. Very good, very good. We'll give you a shout out. Late mailman will probably send you a t-shirt. It won't have anything to do with us. We just want one of his old ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably mopping up oil in my garage. Tweet us any ones that you like at @FCTTB_podcast, just like at @Benno_Wallace, at @Lungebar, and at @DroopyTweets.
Yeah.
All right, our weekly full credit to the boys awards. This is where we trawl through Twitter. That's trawl, not troll. Can't speak for former legend there. But we trawl through Twitter and we find some good stuff. Some things that make us chuckle, things that make us titter, things that raise even just a wry smile.
Yes.
Basically, we choose one amateur tweet we like and one celebrity tweet we like. Legend.
Okay, let me kick off with a fellow Tigers fan, at the Spray One.
He's an amateur, obviously.
Yeah, he's the amateur. He has the best photo for his Twitter account.
Okay.
Check it out, at the Spray One. Follow him. He doesn't tweet. He tweets some good stuff too. But he tweeted this week, spotted Wayne searching for one of his binned post-game Newcastle night speeches. So I liked that. It was very good.
And very, very topical. I feel like Brisbane fans had a bit of a second coming hope for the club, which is kind of how Newcastle... remember when he went to Newcastle and it wasn't like whether he would win a premiership with them, but how many he would win with them?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, which year will he decide to just...
Zero with a bullet is what it was. Mm. So, you know, it remains to be seen how they go through the season in the Broncos. But one game in, not looking wonderful. Do you have a celebrity for me?
Well, you do your amateur first.
Okay, I'll do my amateur. This week, my amateur is a lady called Fiona Bolland, at Fee Bolland. I think she could actually be in Rugby League Media. She may be at Rugby League Week even. But for the sake of this, she is an amateur. Her tweet was, Brad Fittler to Luke Burgess, and in brackets paraphrase, your brothers were great last night and your team was shit tonight. Does that make it hard? So basically she said something along the lines of, oh, your brothers played so well last night and it was a great win by South. Not so wonderful tonight for your team. She didn't say this, but do you regret that night in Arizona, Luke? Because you could have maybe come off the bench in that thrashing by South last night.
You've loved over here.
But you didn't.
Just disjointed.
Yeah.
Absolute brothel of a club at the moment.
So that's my celebrity. My amateur. So I'll go on to my celebrity, actually. Is a little bit of a joined thing here. So we were mentioning how bad England did in the World Cup. And unless you've been on Mars under a rock with your eyes closed and your hands over your ears, then you should have known that England have... out of the ICC World Cup.
I just feel so bad for him.
I don't. And neither do you too.
And I'm done.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so there, everyone's tweeting these memes about, you know, carrying South Africa and there's a picture of AB and it's carrying New Zealand and a picture of Brendan McCullum and then carrying England and it's a picture of a 767 flying back to England. It's very good. It's been doing the rounds. So there's all that sort of banter. That sort of banter going on. Then would you believe these guys got on board as well?
Who?
And their Twitter handle is @cricketjapan.
Solid.
Those old jokers.
Solid.
Those old jokers. And they say, dear @ECB_cricket. So dear English cricket, basically. This might not be a great time, but as there's room in your schedule, fancy a game in Japan on the way home? #challenge. Trash talk. Smackdowns by Japan cricket.
It could be a start of a traditional rivalry if you...
I guess I've got no reason to doubt that it's a legitimate Twitter account and organisation for that matter.
Yeah.
But Cricket Japan. Get in, minnows. Yeah. Speaking of which.
You're getting bagged horribly. So my tweet of the week from a celebrity is an actual genuine reply to your tweet of the week. And that mine's from @KP24.
Oh, that old guy.
A young man named Kevin Peterson, up-and-coming England player who just can't crack the squad yet.
No, really can't.
And he wrote back to @CricketJapan, dear @CricketJapan, please can I play you by myself on my way over to Australia tomorrow?
Yeah.
Good sledge back.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
He just bats. He gets to get out 10 times.
I was going
to
join in there.
He bowls all 50 overs.
What's the point? When the bloke's up to 1,700 retweets for that tweet alone,
yeah,
it's no point writing to him. He's not going to.
Imagine his notification tab. Oh, it'd be like in five figures.
He'd be cooking it, yeah.
Jesus. Good times on the weekly full credit to the Boys Awards. So basically, if you want to be part of that, just be awesome on Twitter.
Yeah.
And if we happen to see you, if you want us to see it, tag us in it.
Yeah.
We'll
tag the podcast in it even.
Yeah, that's probably better. We don't want the notification. @FCTTB_podcast. Clive will have a look at it.
If you think you've written some gold, just put @FCTTB_podcast into it and we'll check it out.
Twitter challenge this week. This is where we've issued a challenge, 9 to 10 episodes ago now, where we basically have to get a certain celebrity that the other of us nominated to follow us and reply to our tweets.
Mm-hmm.
I nominated Sally Fitzgibbons to form a legend.
Mm-hmm.
He nominated Shane the Pounce Man Warney to me.
All right.
And 10 episodes in, doing bugger all at this point.
Yeah, no, we're in really bad form.
we're not famous enough for them. You know, have you noticed that a lot of famous people, they'll never reply to punters, but then when someone of note tweets them, they'll tweet them back as if to be like, as if you, you know, because you're being seen by them, being seen with them.
You know, I don't want to say there's a certain individual that follows me who does that. I can tweet him nothing, and it, some of it's gold that I tweet him, just absolutely nothing.
Shane Warne.
No, I don't want to say his name, Wendell Seiler. then he'll jump in with his golf buddies and everything else. And
He's having a love-in with Dave Warner at the moment.
Yeah,
Dave
I noticed Warner, that.
Wendell Seiler, Steve Menzies, all, I think, on the urn from LG.
Right.
Because they keep banging on about, oh, how good's that LG LED 1210 TV?
Freebies.
And then Beaver's like, oh, haven't used it yet, but can't wait. Yeah, exclamation, lol, love that LG. Come on, boys, you're better than that.
So what about another go at Sally Fitz
this
week? Oh, it's getting desperation stakes time.
Yeah.
So I've written, hi at Sally Fitz. I think I've invented an exciting new surfing move called the Flying Mullet. Message me for details on this surefire winner.
Excellent.
You know what? Not only did I not get anything from Sally, I don't think I got anything for anyone for this one.
I
did wait till late at night because I was trying to avoid the people saying that I was trying to take money out of a bank account like last week.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing yet again. It's getting
desperate.
Desperate. Horribly desperate. But I know you're in good form with Warnie, and so how did you go?
Well, not really. I try to get topical with Warnie because I think, you know, if I can sort of somehow get on board with what he's thinking about at the time.
Well, he's like an ADHD kid, isn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I read something about the other day how he's on Tinder, which is just what the world needs. That guy on Tinder.
Giving the keys to the bank to Ned Kelly.
Just a human erection, just walking around, just swiping right.
On anything.
Swiping right in life. Anyway, so I tweeted him and I said,
How many swipe lefts do you reckon he's done?
Not as many. Not as many as he swipes right.
Yeah.
Warnie, I'm after some Tinder advice. Got me an opening line. I said, Warnie, I'm after some Tinder advice. Got me an opening line for any women dumb enough to swipe right. At Shane Warne.
I like how most of yours are a gentle bagging at him as well if you read it in
the absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Every one of them's having a dig at him.
You wonder why he's
I've
like...
I've mentioned pizzas, I've mentioned poker.
Baked beans.
Yeah, I mentioned baked beans.
I'll tell you what, why don't this week, since you're just having crack after crack at him,
somehow get
a pitch and weather report for him from him.
Yeah?
Refer to the old Indian.
Yeah. I tell you what, even if I was a retired cricketer, I'd still never mention a thing about the weather to anyone, particularly if you're Mark Waugh, Australian selector.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I tell you what, there was a good conversation Mark Waugh had with the Grill Team boys during the week. I think it might have been Monday's podcast.
Yeah.
He talks about the other commentators. It's quite interesting.
Is that the Mark Nicholas one?
Yeah.
About how
very good.
The boys are telling him to stop wearing size 32 pants. Mark Package Nicholas.
That's good.
The boys sack time. This is mail and feedback from you guys out there in Twitterverse. Thank you very much to all you people who tweet us at FCTTB_podcast. We do read every tweet.
We do.
Bad or good.
I always favourite him, which is apparently starting to get annoying to some people.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Bastards. Do tweet us. A few people this week have gotten in touch with us, not just to say that we're legends, but also because we issued another challenge to our followers and that is and our listeners, and that is to point out when sportsmen mention the beautiful words "full credit to the boys" or some variation of.
Have you noticed since we've decided to do this, your ears are pricked every time someone gets...
Absolutely.
Oh, I just can't
wait. But you know what? It's also coincided with the fact that rugby league is back.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, they love it. 110%, full 80 minutes, full credit to the boys. Do you even know what you're saying?
Game of two halves.
Do you even know what you're saying, boys? Like, do you know what those words in that succession actually mean by definition?
Yeah, they mean we love your podcast.
For God's sake. Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, to that end... There's been a couple this week, and thank you to the following people who've alerted us over the weekend. At Blitz and Rickson.
Great name.
At Juice Clark.
Copyright.
At Jono _ Nels 06.
Yep.
And also at Damon Porter 7 have given us the following. First one off the rank, right at full time on Friday night. It was Mr. Will Hoppawattie.
And we've got to say, thank you, Will, for thinking of us straight after a game. Unbelievable. We must have made a real impact.
Oh, thanks to the forwards. You know, they make my job a lot easier at the back. And so full credit goes to the boys wearing, you know, jerseys 8 to 17. If they don't go forward, then us backs can't really do anything.
The next one, brand new Parramatta recruit, Anthony Watmo.
Obviously a keen listener who heard Will say it, thought, I've got to jump on board.
Terrific way to start your new career as an Eel.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, full credit to the boys. Full credit to Manly. You know, they turn up, they play tough, and you know, we had to match up with them.
And finally, on Sunday evening, I think it was. When was the Knights game? It was over the weekend. Saturday. It was somewhere in round one. The Knights defeated the Warriors, and courtesy of at Damon Porter 7. Dane Gagai got on board as well. Welcome, Dane.
You seem to come up with some really fantastic tackles and reads in defence.
Yeah, well, that goes to credit to our boys in the middle and the communication with Jared Mullen. He makes a big difference.
So there we go. If you hear a full credit to boys, and let's face it, there's 25 more rounds and finals to go of rugby league. Plus there's rugby union. Plus AFL hasn't even started yet.
And the cricket.
Yeah, there's finals of the World Cup to come in about 6 months' time as well. So there'll be plenty of other opportunities. Tweet us at @FCTTB_podcast. And while we've got you, thank you very much to the following people who've left us reviews on iTunes. If you want to know how to do it, if you want to do it, you know, I'm not saying you should, but if you want to, awesome.
You should.
Well done.
You really should.
Go to your podcast app, search Full Credit to the Boys, bring up the podcast, your reviews tab, click on that, give us a 5-star or whatever you think we're worth. And maybe drop a couple of words as well.
If you crack some funnies, we'll probably mention you and your tweet.
Absolutely. Like this guy, Rhonda Paradise, love the name, who's currently on his honeymoon. What a legend. He was on the tarmac, and he's flicking around with his wife's phone going, I don't know how to do this. And he's left us a review on his wife's phone, and he's even told us in the review, sorry, guys, this is my wife's account. And and she's like, come on, darling, it's our honeymoon. Let's go to the room. He's like, get off. I'm trying to leave a review for full credit to the boys.
I'm thinking we need a Hall of Fame for our listeners. And Ron De Paradise and also Aussie Jag.
Oh, well,
they're both immediate entrance.
The other guys this week were at @Sydney_Mustard.
That is Ron De Paradise.
Oh, that was him. Okay, yeah, that's right, because that was his wife's.
Yeah, he's multi-layered.
Oh, God damn it. And at Salt Horse as well left us a review as well. So, fantastic guys.
He knocked us for being New South Wales fans.
Thank you for listening this week. @LateMailman is my Twitter handle. You can get @former_legend. We've got @FCTTB_podcast too. Check us out on Facebook. Full credit to the boys. Have yourself a fantastic week. Enjoy round two of rugby league.
Go the Tigers.
Well, we'll see you next week.